times and capturing on video the love and respect message. Although he confesses he struggled more than his siblings did with the way we parented, he also claims he is my biggest fan. Recently, he came to me with a request to talk to a group of his married friends about how to be good parents. He felt they were missing the mark and told me, "Dad, I know if you could sit down with them and teach them, they'd listen to you. They need to hear what you have to say." Working for Love and Respect Ministries, Joy has her own national ministry among her generation, speaking to the vital importance of wisdom in relationships. Her website, loveandrespectnow.com, provides many nuggets of her wisdom. Recently, we did a video series together called The Illumination Project. As father and daughter, we share insights with young adults, ages 18 to 35, on how to do love and respect in relationships. We are praying that our transparency, sharing our warts and all, will help others. From them, Jonathan. As a clinical psychologist, I often hear from clients what poor parenting, no parenting, or even evil parenting feels like. It leaves me very sad and angry. On the other hand, I also hear clients express a hope and desire to be something different, to change a legacy. They want knowledge, tools, and wisdom. That is one reason why I support my father in writing this book. Others are more personal. When I think of what good parents look like, I think of my parents. Am I biased? Yes. But they created that positive bias based on their love and efforts. Were they perfect? No. And I know there were times growing up when I thought they were far